Good morning and welcome to Sri Bhagavatam class. We are on the seventh canto, the first chapter, text number 9. The chapter is entitled, "The Supreme Lord is Equal to Everyone." Before we start off with today's shloka, I would just like to ask for your kindness. I'm not a Sanskrit scholar. In fact, in college, my Latin teacher told me that the reason why certain languages were considered dead languages is because every time I repeat them, I kill them again. So please be merciful. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Text 9. Jyotir Adir Ivabhati. Jyotir Adir Ivabhati. Sangatam na vivichayate. Sangatam na vivichate. Vidanti atmanam atmastaham. Vidanti atmanam atmastaham. Mahitva kavayo nantata. Jyotir adir ivabhati sangatam nav vivichayate. Vidante atmanam atmachtam. Mahitva kavayo nantata. Devotees. Jyotir Adir Ivabhati Sangatana Vivichate. Atmasatam Mahita Kavayo Nanata. Jyotir Adir Ivabhati Sangavna Vivichate. Atmastam. Yogipsam. Jyotir Adir Ivabhati. Sangatam na Vivichate. Vidante atmanam atmastaham. Mahitva bhakavayo nandata. Jyotir adir ivabhati. Sangatatam na vivavchade. Vivanti atmanam atmastaham. Mahitva kavayo nandata. Jyotir Adir Ivabhati Sangadnatam Vivachate Vidante Anmanan Atmashatam Mahitva Kavayo Nindata.
Ladies.
Jyotir Adir Ivabhati Sangatatam na vivichare. Vidante amnastaham. Java kavayo dantata. Jyotir,
fire.
Adi, and other elements. Eva, just as. Abhati, appear. Sanghatat, from the bodies of demigods and others. Na, not. Vivichayate, are distinguished. Vidanti, perceive. Atmanam, the supersoul. Atmastaham, situated in the heart. Mahitva, by discerning. Kavaya, expert thinkers. Antata, within. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The all-pervading personality of Godhead exists within the heart of every living being, and an expert thinker can perceive how He is present there to a large or small extent. Just as one can understand the supply of fire in wood, the water in a water pot, or the sky within a pot, one can understand whether a living entity is a demon or a demigod by understanding that living entity's devotional performances. A thoughtful man can understand how much a person is favored by the Lord by seeing his actions. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter, 41st text, the Lord says, Yad yad vibhut mat satvam srimad urjatam eva va tad tad eva vagacha tvam mama tejo mishya sambhavam. Knowing that all beautiful, glorious, and mighty creations spring from but a spark of my splendor. We have the practical experience of seeing that one person is able to do very wonderful things, whereas another cannot do those same things and cannot even do things that require only a little common sense. Therefore, how much a devotee has been favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be tested by the activities the devotee has performed. In Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter, 10th text, the Lord says, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayante te. To those who are constantly devoted and who worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. This is very practical. A teacher instructs the student if the student is capable of taking more and more instructions. Otherwise, in spite of being instructed by the teacher, the student cannot make strides in his understanding. This has nothing to do with partiality. When Krishna says, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajanam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam, this indicates that Krishna is prepared to give bhakti yoga to everyone. But one must be capable of receiving it. This is the secret. When a person exhibits wonderful devotional activities, a thoughtful man understands that Krishna has been more favorable to this devotee. This is not difficult to understand, but envious persons do not accept that Krishna has bestowed his favor upon a particular devotee in accordance with his advanced position. Such foolish persons become envious and try to minimize an advanced devotee's activities. This is not Vaishnavism. A Vaishnav should appreciate the service rendered to the Lord by other Vaishnavas. Therefore, a Vaishnava is described in Srimad Bhagavatam as Nirmastara. Vaishnavas are never envious of other Vaishnavas or of anyone else, and therefore they are called Nirmat Saranam Saktam. As Bhagavad Gita informs us, one can understand how one is saturated with sattvaguna, rajaguna, or tamoguna. In the examples given herein, fire represents the mode of goodness. One can understand the constitution of a container for wood, petrol, or other inflammable substances by the quantity of the fire. Similarly, water represents rajoguna, the mode of passion. A small skin and the vast Atlantic Ocean both contain water, but by seeing the quantity of water in a container, one can understand the size of the container. The sky represents the mode of ignorance. The sky is present in a small earthen pot and also in outer space. Thus, by proper judgment, one can see who is a devata or demigod and who is an asura, yaksha or rakshasya, according to the quantities of sattvagun, rajagun, and tamagun. One cannot judge whether a person is a devata, an asura, or a rakshasya by seeing him. But a sane man can understand this by the activities such a person performs. A general description is given in the Padma Puran. Vishnu Bhakta Smrito Daiva Asuras Tad Vishparyaya. A devotee of Lord Vishnu is a demigod, whereas an asura or yaksha is just the opposite. An asura is not a devotee of Lord Vishnu. Instead, for his sense gratification, he is a devotee of the demigods, bhutas, pritas, and so on. Thus one can judge who is a devata, who is a rakshasa, and who is an asura by how they conduct their activities. The word atmanam in this verse means paramatmanam. The paramatma, or supersoul, is situated in the core of everyone's heart, antata. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, 61st verse. Ishvara sarva bhutanam rideshe arjuna tishate. The Ishvara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, being situated in everyone's heart, gives directions to everyone in terms of one's capabilities in taking the instructions. The instructions of Bhagavad Gita are open to everyone, but some people understand them properly, whereas others understand them so improperly that they cannot even believe in the existence of Krishna, although reading Krishna's book. Although the Gita says Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, indicating that Krishna spoke, they cannot understand Krishna. This is due to their misfortune or incapability, which is caused by Rajagun and Tamagun, the modes of passion and ignorance. It is because of these modes that they cannot even understand Krishna, whereas an advanced devotee like Arjuna understands him and glorifies him, saying, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. You are the Supreme Brahman, the Supreme Abode and Purifier. Krishna is open to everyone, but one needs the capability to understand him. By external features, one cannot understand who is favored by Krishna and who is not. According to one's attitude, Krishna becomes one's direct advisor, or Krishna becomes unknown. This is not Krishna's partiality. It is his response to one's ability to understand him. According to one's receptiveness, whether one be a devata, asura, yaksha, or rakshasa, Krishna's quality is proportionately exhibited. This proportionate exhibition of Krishna's power is misunderstood by less intelligent men to be Krishna's partiality. But actually, it is no such thing. Krishna is equal to everyone, and according to one's ability to receive the favor of Krishna, one advances in Krishna consciousness. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives a practical example in this connection. In the sky, there are many luminaries. At night, even in darkness, the moon is extremely brilliant and can be directly perceived. The sun is also extremely brilliant. When covered by clouds, however, these luminaries are not distinctly visible. Similarly, the more one advances in sattva-gun, the more his brilliance is exhibited by devotional service. But the more one is covered by Rajagun and Tamaguna, the less visible his brilliance, for he is covered by these qualities. The visibility of one's qualities does not depend on the partiality of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is due to various coverings in different proportions. Thus, one can understand how far he has advanced in terms of sattva-guna and how much he is covered by rajaguna and tamaguna. Omajana timirandasya Janadadar Satkaya Chakshur Unmitam Yena Tasmi Shri Gurave Nama. I offer my respectful obeisances unto my spiritual master who has opened my eyes, with blinded by the darkness of ignorance, with the torchlight of knowledge. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutare Shri Mati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavani Prashtitya Deshya Tarane Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutade Hridayananda Goswami Iti Namane. So here we see an excellent advice from Srila Prabhupada in this purport. And I know I myself have been guilty of this. What does Srila Prabhupada say? that we're not to make fun or ridicule other Vaishnavas. I know many times I've disagreed with things, but now I realize that these people are doing their service to Srila Prabhupada, and I shouldn't look at things through material eyes. We should appreciate the service of every Vaishnava, no matter what they are doing as far as service, whether it be something as simple as washing pots, cutting vegetables, being a pujari on the altar, dressing the deity, doing Harinam. We should never, ever criticize another Vaishnava. We should appreciate their service. Many of us were doing abominable things before we were introduced to Srila Prabhupada and his works. And now we should be celebrating that we are here and that we are amongst other like-minded Vaishnavas who want to advance humanity's understanding of Krishna. Another piece of advice that's here is that we shouldn't judge somebody simply by how they look. We should look at their activities. A man is known by the company he keeps, is the saying. You can't judge a book by its cover, is another saying. How many times, I know I myself have been guilty, that somebody has come to this temple and I went, oh my goodness, I shouldn't even be anywhere near this person. But actually, once we got to know that person, we found out they had good qualities, that we should nurture them. What we need to do is just submit ourselves to Srila Prabhupada, submit ourselves to Rukmini Dwarkadish, submit ourselves to our temple presidents, Favas Prabhu, and just get on with serving Krishna, no matter what our task, our service is. There's no one service that's more important than another. They're all important. Do not feel, oh, I'm sitting here, I've cut 100 pounds of potatoes today. Is this ever going to end? It must be done so that the deity can be served. You are actually serving the deity directly, even though you may not even be a Brahmin yet. You are serving the deity. And that should be our only thought. How may I serve? In 1960, at his inauguration, President Kennedy said, ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country. I'm going to paraphrase that. Ask not what Srila Prabhupada can do for you, but ask what you can do for Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada came here, 70 years old. Now, I'm 56 years old, and last year I traveled throughout the Midwest. I was wondering, how could Srila Prabhupada do this at 70, and after suffering not one, but 2 heart attacks? How did he do this? I went to Bible college where I was a theology major. They used to have a saying, take a walk in faith. Just don't think about it, take a walk in faith. Have faith. how much faith did Srila Prabhupada had on his guru's instruction that he would come to a foreign country with the clothes he was wearing, a bag of cereal, about $8 American money, and 300 books. Not knowing a soul, I at least went someplace where I knew some people that I could go stay with as I traveled. But to come to a foreign country where you don't know anyone, you don't know the customs, you don't know the language that well. How much faith did Srila Prabhupada have? There is something we should all emanate. Have faith in Krishna. Have faith in Guru. Have faith in Shastra. Faith, it's a hard, hard thing to cultivate. But if it was easy, everyone would be able to do it. We must take the time to submit ourselves. I know, and Svavas Prabhu, I apologize for all the headaches I've given you over the years. My spiritual life would not be anywhere where it is today had it not been for the patience of Svavas Prabhu. Somehow or another, in all our arguments, he saw something in me that he knew he could cultivate eventually. It'd take a little time, but as in the Bible, this man has the patience of Job. So submit yourselves. It's not hard. It seems hard at first because Maya is back there going, oh, you don't want to do this. You shouldn't listen to them. What do they know? Go out and enjoy. But are we really enjoying when we're not here? No. One can go down to the Venice Beach boardwalk on any weekend and just watch the people, the tourists, as they come down. Are they really enjoying? Dad's there going, I can't believe we spent all this money on airfare to get down here and how much money it cost for all the extra luggage. And Mom's going, I want to go shopping. And the kids are going, I want to run here. I want to run there. I want to run it. Nobody is really happy. But yet, if you ask them, are you happy? Oh, yes, I'm happy. But they really don't even know what happiness is. We have to take it upon ourselves. First of all, understanding that every person is not at the same level. We have to find what level they're at and then go from there. Get to know people. I personally am guilty of it myself, that I will look at someone and go, please, that person isn't going to know anything. And yet, eventually I find out, wow, they're a lot smarter than I thought they were. A lot smarter. In fact, they're a lot smarter than I am. And we should throw ourselves into the activities. If we are devotees living at the temple, we should throw ourselves into the activities that are offered here. Harinam. Now there's an activity. I remember when I was a bhakta in Chicago, it was mandatory as a bhakta. You went out. In fact, you couldn't wait to get out of the temple. You'd just go out. We're going to go out downtown Chicago? Okay, here we go. That was the small place back in Evanston, for those who remember it. It wasn't a very big building. It wasn't like what we have here in New Dwarka. It was an old YMCA building where the Brahmachari ashram, you had to be careful not to roll off and into the drained pool. It was very, very difficult to live there. But nonetheless, it was a lot of fun. Get yourself involved. Ganesh Prabhu shouldn't have to go around banging on doors going, it's time for Harinam. It should be on your calendar. If you're not doing service, and in fact, Prabhupada said how important Harinam is, that yes, even the worship of the deity can be held back and everything locked up and everyone out on Harinam. Right? But yet, poor Ganesh has to bang on doors and plead for something that is fully authorized by Srila Prabhupada. It shouldn't be that hard. I remember my parents belonged to a country club, and that one of the sayings was, are you a member or do you just belong? Are you throwing yourself into devotional service? As I've stated before, I know what devotional service is, a gift from Radharani directly. When someone offers you a gift, you should gladly accept it. To not accept it would be bad manners. I know what the voice of Radharani sounds like. It comes knocking at my door, calls me on the phone and goes, Devira Bhakti. That's the sound of Radharani's voice. And we should throw ourselves into devotional service, not criticize one another. We are all here. We should be thankful that we're here. I know if it wasn't for New Dwarka, I have no idea what I'd be doing right now, but I know it'd be nonsensical. I spent 30 years in the funeral business. Over those years, I calculated, I've seen around 30,000 dead bodies. Death is coming. Just within the time speaking, here in LA County, every 5 minutes, someone is dying. It's coming. The Bible talks about it. It comes as a thief in the night. If we knew when that thief was coming, we'd be on our guard, but we don't. I like to use the analogy that it's the pop quiz in school. Remember the teachers that always gave the pop quizzes? Get out your paper and pen. Let's see what you know today. It's the final test. We have to be ready. I would rather be doing devotional service and leave my body that way than any other way I can think of. And that's the attitude we should all have. Oh, it's going to happen to somebody else, but not to me. I'm the one. I'm the exception to the rule. You know, no, it doesn't work that way. We should just submit ourselves. We should not criticize one another. We should marvel at devotees that are doing exceptional service. What's it been, almost 25 years that you've been president here, Svavas? Almost 25 years, a quarter of a century. I'll tell you one thing, I sure wouldn't want to do his service of having to deal with all the different personalities that are here on a daily basis. I'd be out there in the middle of Venice Boulevard going, after one day. I don't know how he's done it for 25 years. And I remember when he came here. I remember what things were like here when he came. and how much service he did for his guru to keep this place going. This place was almost down the dumps. We had devotees fighting between one another, little factions that were starting to sprout, and Svavas Prabhu somehow brought it all together, and still, 25 years later, our doors, our newly remodeled doors, thank you very much, sir, are still open. We're still open. We're still having festivals. We were this close to losing this place. This close. And I remember back in 1978 when the Minneapolis temple closed. I remember seeing Gordney Tai leaving in a van for Chicago. I remember running after that van, pleading with Krishna, please just give me a heart attack. I can't live without him. Until the van drove away. I hope none of you will ever experience that sadness of seeing deities leave. So we must submit ourselves to Shastra, Guru, Krishna. Submit ourselves to the temple authorities. What can I do? How may I serve? We should not be criticizing one another. We should be lifting each other up. And we'll find out that this mode of goodness is a good place to be. We can see so many people on the outside. I have a friend who's very anti-war. But yet, he can't wait to tell me about the restaurant he went to and that beautiful cut of meat that he had. And I said, you want peace? Peace starts at home. Peace starts with your plate. Offering it. Not just strictly vegetarianism. Srila Prabhupada said even the birds and animals are vegetarians. But offering it to Krishna. Offer everything. Offer yourself. Even if you have nothing, offer yourself. Krishna, how may I serve? So all you have to do, you want something to do? I'm sure Svavas has got a list of things that need to be done. Go and ask him. He will be more than happy to put you in devotional service so that you too can hear Radharani's voice. Prabhu, it's time to serve. What a gift. So let us have mercy and show compassion towards one another by not being so quick to judge. Oh, that person's service, nah. No, they're doing service. It doesn't matter what they're doing. It's service. No service is greater than another. Some services are a little more trying. This is true. But Krishna is not going to give you anything he knows you cannot handle. That's how much he loves us. And we must reciprocate with that love. There was a line in a Beatles song, and in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make. What's that mean? The devotional service, the spiritual attitude that you have, all depends on what your attitude is. How much are you advancing? I can't believe what I was like 25 years ago here. compared to where I am today. I know a lot of people are thinking this has got to be the end of ISKCON if he's sitting up there. You know, I thank you, each one of you, I want to thank you personally, because each one of you has been an inspiration to me in one way or the other. You may not even know it. It may be just a simple glance, a friendly word. But somehow or another, each one in this temple has been a godsend to me. I remember when I was sick a couple years ago in the hospital, the devotees, how kind they were. Ganesh Prabhu, you were one of them. You brought prasadam to me because they just could not understand at the hospital what a vegetarian diet was. If it wasn't for Ganesh Prabhu and a couple of the other devotees, I would have starved in the hospital. So thank Krishna every day for the devotees that come into contact, the devotees that you see, the service that they're doing. If you see somebody having trouble with their service, dive in, help them. Help them. Maybe it's something they don't quite understand how to do yet. But don't criticize. Oh, that Prabhu doesn't know what they're doing. They're not doing the right thing. No. Jump in. Jump in. It's your chance to share that gift from Radharani. Wow. And well, I was taught as a child, things are always better when you share. Right? Jump in. I see by the clock, it's about 8:15. I had a teacher that used to end class this way. Are there any questions, comments, or snide remarks? All right, no questions. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai, Gaur Premanande.